Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener podcast. This is your host, The Awakener, and I have the Insider with me. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
We got a great show for you today. We're going to go over a few things first, okay? So visit theawakener.ca, one word, theawakener.ca. It's the best thing to ever happen to you. It'll detail you what is happening. It'll explain to you the events that are occurring, the events that are going to unfold, and you'll understand why the events are happening the way they are. The events are happening the way they are specifically because what is really going on is there's a covert Soviet plan to destroy the Western world and to raise world government. And the United States of America is under threat and under war by a variety of factions. One is the globalist faction and the communists that are working together to destroy the Western world. Okay, so we've detailed this on theawakener.ca. This is a very complicated podcast. This is stuff that lots of people don't actually talk about, okay? If you're following people right now who are super, super famous and they have millions and millions of followers, likely they have no clue what is actually going on. And they're just talking about daily occurrences and daily events, which is cool. But this goes a little bit deeper, okay? It's going to explain to you what has happened over the last 30 or 40 years, from the collapse of the Iron Curtain to this hidden war that has happened against the Western world to infiltrate and control us, and then to have what's called a revolution to seize control against our government after prepping us for this. So, Insider, let's begin. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and then we'll head to the Patreon show for a bonus, a bonus clip. Insider, first things first, we're going to start here in Canada before we get to the United States.
Okay.
We've got to talk about Trudeau.
Okay.
Canada always seems to be a little bit behind the United States 4 or 5 years. What is happening here in Canada now really mimics what was happening in the States, which is, I'll summarize it. So a bunch of investigations were clearly going on back in 2015, 2014 against kind of, I would say, Patrick Ho and the Bidens and Obama. And obviously this spun out to be kind of a control mechanism, and they tried to attack the opposite side by claiming they were Russian assets. In Canada, investigations are now starting against the Prime Minister, which we've detailed why he was put in office, theawakener.ca, and he's now accusing his political opponents of being Russian assets. What do you know? Jordan Peterson's a Russian asset. Don't believe it for a second. You're laughing. What's so funny?
Of course not. There's no, first they're saying Pierre is an Indian asset, and then Peterson's a Russian asset. We know that Trudeau's the Chinese asset. We know clearly that the Chinese have been involved in liberal nominations and donating money to his campaign.
Right.
If you go, you can go publicly to Elections Canada's website, search his riding, which is Papineau, Quebec,
right,
and see that the majority of donations are coming from addresses in Markham and Vancouver, which have high Chinese populations. And, you know, he's just playing a blame game, trying to blame the other side. The next thing we can talk about is the supposed revolt, which was nothing, bunch of pussies in the Liberal Party. If they really wanted to revolt, they could step down and all sit as independents and crash his government. But they've decided not to. So there are a few rabble rousers. He's calmed them all down. Basically, he's kicked them all in the balls.
Right.
And he's still the prime minister, and, you know, they're trying to make peace with the Liberal caucus.
Right. So we detailed on this podcast, the Awakener.ca as well, that Trudeau basically needed to get, a majority to kind of crush the investigations against him, which was obviously unsuccessful. Now, Trudeau's popularity is going down and down and down and down. People in his own party don't like him. I've met so many people on the left right now that absolutely don't like Trudeau. They want to change. We predicted that, what? He's going to go nowhere.
He's going nowhere, correct.
So the reason why he's going nowhere is because of the kind of the triaxis we've talked about on the show for quite some time, which is obviously his involvement in the scandal of what I call Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the globalist scandal and the Soviet scandal. You're going to be like, what on earth is the Awakener talking about? Well, Barack Obama was the Soviet plant inserted to the U.S. industrial complex at the verge of empire collapse, I would call it, who had a specific job to set up various plethora of things for the enemy ahead of this giant war where they were going to mess or screw over the U.S. industrial complex leading to its collapse. Now, Trudeau was put in there specifically for transportation of the U.S. fissile material, which I've talked about. And obviously, Trudeau is acting out as an enemy agent against Canada. And once you understand that, okay, listen, if I went to China, okay, and I was an enemy agent in China, what would I do? I would deindustrialize them. I would take them off oil and gas. I would take them off coal. I would, what else would I do?
Introduce the transgender agenda.
And this would make sense. He's a foreign adversary or a foreign agent, controlled agent. He actually is Canadian, but he's foreign controlled, put in parliament. Now, we predicted that this guy's going nowhere because Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, Trudeau and Zelensky can't go anywhere. The reason that's happening is because people are going to learn that the conspiracy and what they attempted to do involving Barack Obama and the globalists are tied to these three people and the investigations that are going on. So it's very complicated. Once again, go to theawakener.ca. It'll just blow your mind. Okay, so we're going to move on to the other faction of this, which is the Bidens. Okay, so we theorized that Kamala was Joe Biden's replacement, a last-minute desperate attempt, okay? So the Democrats have wanted to beat Trump for so long, and they really need to get Biden out there because Biden's poll numbers were going like this. We told you that Kamala would come in, and she would get everybody so excited, and then, oh, it would just drop down, and it would just like, oh, not enough horsepower to reach the end of the race. Too soon, Junior. Now, that's unfolding exactly like we predicted for you. And doing so, the Democrats have opened a can of worms because Joe Biden, as you know, has been kicked out as being the next president. And now he's open to be politically charged, just as Trump was politically charged. Be careful what you wish for. What are you seeing in that inside? What are your thoughts? What do you think is going to happen? I did see that Trump said he might pardon Hunter Biden.
Correct. I thought we'll bring that up this week. Yeah, it's very interesting that he said that that might be an option. And, you know, we don't want the mess, you know, America going through all that kind of stuff.
He also said he wouldn't go after Hillary Clinton, I believe.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
It's interesting. I think Trump has kind of sealed his fate here. A lot of people, you know, subscribe to this and they want me to be all pro-Trump. I love Trump. I think he's a wonderful person. I think he needs to win. I think that his agenda is the best thing forward for us. But I think what optically is happening is that he cannot come back. And by him endorsing Hunter, or I guess endorsing, saying that he will pardon Hunter Biden and him not going after Hillary is setting really the stage for him to be optically put aside for what's going to come out. That's kind of what we've kind of suspected, that Hunter Biden is going to be charged as being a foreign asset. Same thing with Joe Biden working for foreign governments, and this is going to lead to this grand reveal. Now, this goes back to the Democrats obviously kicking Harris out and not realizing out of desperation to get Trump that they've opened this gigantic can of worms. And if you're familiar to the next one we're going to go to now, which is Zelensky. Russia has invaded Ukraine, not to take back the territory, but obviously to keep Zelensky in power because of the investigations that are spreading in Ukraine, and they want to kibosh it all. So newsflash, Zelensky and Putin are working together. This is kind of the one of the revolutions, I guess, to bring the U.S. complex to war on three fronts, obviously Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Right. Now, the latest what's going on in Ukraine, this war is going to go on for another 10 years. The U.S. industrial complex knows that this war is being pinned on it, and they know of a grandeur plan, so they're coming along for a ride to fatigue Russia out. And that is why last week we talked about North Korean soldiers being sent to the border of Ukraine because it's Operation Human Shield. It's not like, you know, South Park, where they had, you know, Operation Human Shield in that funny racist video. It's not about that. It's North Korean soldiers are being used as the front line because Putin is already fiscally drained out. His soldiers are drained out. They don't want to send their best soldiers. So, hey, North Korea, you're disposable. Come in here. Which brings us to the next purpose of this. North Korea, what's the latest in North Korea? Did you hear anything about them putting a border between South Korea?
Yes.
What's the latest there?
Well, I haven't gone in much detail about it, but now they've changed something in their constitution about South Korea, saying it's this evil empire or whatever they want to frame it. And yes, putting up a border, which there is the demilitarized zone, but
right.
Yes. Okay. What else have you heard?
Well, I think that North Korea is on the verge of another satellite launch, which I've talked about many times. A second EMP weapon is going to be put up into space. It should happen literally any day now we get some news, I would imagine. As you're familiar, they launched an EMP weapon with Iran on the same day, which was interesting way back. I can't remember what date it was exactly, but you have to go on theawakener.ca to fill that in. Now, North Korea is a really interesting thing. So we had a Patreon show the other day where we talked about Kim and what is happening between him and Putin. Obviously, Kim is Chinese controlled. He's controlled by the Russians. And North Korea is a very interesting place. So North Korea was going to be the instigator of this war, I would say. Not the actual war, but kind of the U.S. complex failing. And it was through an EMP attack. So once again, the events that are unfolding today are happening because they are a U.S. industrial complex response to Iran and North Korea not abiding by the Outer Space Treaty and having miniaturized EMP weapons. Now, if you continue to follow this and what is happening, you'll understand that really North Korea is the instigator of this war. they were going to be the ones that EMP the states. Now, North Korea is a strategic area for one reason and one reason only. So back into the Korean War, when North Korea invaded South Korea, and then they pushed South Korea all the way to the very end near the sea, the Allies got involved, specifically the United States of America. They pushed North Korea all the way back to the border, where the USA found that, wow, it was very hard to go any further because the Chinese would just send 2 million soldiers into North Korea and push them back. That's a very strategic zone because the Chinese know there's a very, very short area or funnel there where they can send millions and millions of soldiers. North Korea is almost considered what I would say it's untakeable or undefendable, which means that if the Chinese ever had to intervene there for whatever reason, they could easily defeat any enemy that arrived on soil there to kind of stop it. So if North Korea was ever nuked in response to this weapon, the Chinese could easily annex it and take it over. So basically, Kim is being used as Operation Human Shield. They're the instigator in this battle. And if you want to learn more about that, you need to head to the Patreon and listen to some of our other episodes about what we believe is going to happen with North Korea there. The last thing we want to go to is Israel. What's the latest in Israel Insider? What do you think their plans are? What's going on with Iran? I know that they were supposed to have some huge attack that hasn't happened yet, and everyone's waiting. When's it going to come?
Hasn't happened yet, but there's been more missiles firing on Tel Aviv and from Hezbollah, from Lebanon. We'll see what Israel's next step is.
Now, I think it's tough to say this because I really believe that Israel wants to take out Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, if you know anything about the nuclear facilities, they're very, very deep underground. And it's going to take, I don't know what kind of bomb is going to be able to do this, but I don't believe there's any Mike is going to put that as kind of like a
blooper
at the beginning of the show. Okay. Bunker buster bomb. There's going to be no
bunker busting bomb. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that's going to be able to take that out other than a nuclear weapon, unfortunately. Which is really interesting, unless Israel has some kind of new development of weapon that I don't know about. But it's going to be really interesting to see if they go actually after the nuclear site. Now, interestingly enough, I think Iran already put up their EMP weapon ahead of this war with Israel for a specific purpose because they know that this is all going down to kind of this giant war. And the reason why we've dictated that, or we've talked about it, that a war is going to happen is because the enemy is running out of time. What do I mean when I say this? The enemy is running out of time because, number one, there's a bunch of investigations that have started already that are leading to the truth that there was an internal plan to take us out by using EMP weapons because our society is under threat. Now, advanced societies can collapse on themselves simply by the electrical grid going out. They're unsustainable. And this is why I believe we have this forced U.S. industrial complex that is being, returned with Israel doing what it's doing because they know an extermination war was being pinned on it. All this kind of stuff is available on the awakener.ca. You can kind of see, understand this giant plan. This is really, a Soviet plan or covert Soviet plan to, facilitate their collapse. The globalists being at war with the USA and priming us for the revolution. And the Soviets preparing for this revolution by arming Iran and North Korea with miniaturized EMP weapons to decimate the US electrical grid, take us over, and then kind of have their way with the planet. And this is why kind of we've been brought to war on three fronts. This war is about to go down, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Iran, what happens to Taiwan. And the enemy is being forced to go ahead with this, okay? This is because of truth and also because of new weapons coming out. Like, if you saw the news the past week, the U.S. is under development or developing weapons that will be able to target satellites from outer space. They put a field on them and there's no communication. And the enemy is running out of time to use these weapons. It's an amazing time to be alive. Anyways, we're going to cover more on the Patreon show and we're going to head there right now.